Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of people consider the quarantine to be a nightmare that's stifling their social life. And a lot of people consider it to be a welcome blessing that they don't have to hang out with a lot of annoying people anymore.
Yeah.
You could probably guess where I fall onto that scale. But my wife is on the opposite side. She really misses her social life. Mm-hmm. So apparently those people who really enjoy their social lives have come up with a horrible, cruel torture for those of us who are enjoying this solitude.
Okay.
They are called Zoom showers.
Zoom showers.
Zoom showers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which sounds like exciting at first, right? But they're not that kind of shower.
Okay.
They're baby showers, wedding showers, and then worst of all, it's not even a shower. It's something totally different, is the Zoom family reunion.
Oh, wow.
I had to take part in a Zoom family reunion this week. And it wasn't my family.
Oh,
it
no.
was my wife's side of the family.
And it's hard to hide when you're on camera.
Right.
Yeah, you can't go back into your room or, you know, pretend like you're doing something else.
Well, my brother-in-law kept switching his camera to that little black screen that just says there's no one there right now.
Yeah.
And he would say, I got to go to the bathroom or something. I think he was just bailing from time to time.
Sure.
But you end up, since it is a Zoom shower or reunion, they don't want to take the chance that it can fall flat. So they planned ahead of time. And they had us fill out a bunch of different questionnaires so they could play games.
Oh, boy.
So we had to do the thing where you tell two stories about yourself that are true and then make up a lie, and people had to guess which one was which.
So these Zoom family reunions, you're doing homework too.
Right. Yeah. You're doing homework. Yeah. And you get the people who try and make an effort and it's pretty good. And then you get the sad sack losers that give you the three sentences that are incredibly obvious and boring and lame, like I have three sisters and one brother. My first name is Frank, and I once struck an airplane out of the sky with a rock. And you're like, I think I know who it is.
Your name's Frank.
It's Frank. Yeah. And I don't think he really knocked an airplane out of the sky with a rock. And they're like, oh, you got it. And you're like, oh,
how
God.
How many people, Tom?
Oh, there was 16. Wow. Which is, I think, the limit of the Zoom screen for free. You have to pay if you go beyond that.
Oh, wow.
But then, of
you got
course,
a cheap family, or she does.
You had to remember, too. Everyone is coming on.
You know, you're like, Grandpa, you didn't make the cut. I'm sorry. Only 16.
I would have volunteered not to make
I
the
know.
Cut. So you got the people, too, that are a few minutes late, or, you know, they're not on when they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You got the people who are trying to round up the whole family, and the kids are running around, and they just are barely involved in it because they're mostly trying to chase their kids around.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the people who say inappropriate things or wear inappropriate clothes. It's just a nightmare.
Oh, man, I'll never forget.
That sounds like a regular family reunion.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, Cato. They aren't good in person either.
Remember I told you that my cousin wore the bikini at the family reunion? Nobody else had one on?
Was it a boy or a girl?
It was a girl.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm like, it's just weird.
She was just flirting.
I know.
But wow. And of course now the showers, the baby showers and stuff, they're not much better. My wife even left the baby shower to come down with the rest of us and watch the SpaceX launch. So she thought, okay, I'm going to just tell them I got to go do something. And she came down so we could all do that.
How far is this going to go? I mean, are there going to be bachelor parties, bachelorette parties on
That's
Zoom?
An interesting question.
I'm like, yeah. A lot of that you don't want to document, I heard.
And I think that they have a lot of things like that available on the internet already, so that wouldn't be a big stretch.
Yeah.
But it is a good question. What else are they going to do? We started off with office meetings and school.
Well, you got church. Yeah. You had church
And then
online.
You have church online. Yeah. And now we're having wedding showers, baby showers, and family reunions.
Funerals.
Funerals online. That's very possible with COVID-19.
Good. What about birthing?
Oh,
you
no.
know, if you don't want to be alone, you're giving birth at home, and you're like, hey,
who's
here's an idea.
Birth at home?
And who's doing it online?
Where's the camera?
Can we take a vote on this real quick?
I will say this. I've seen Tom's videos from his birthing videos in those moments, and he'll break them out every time we come over.
But I don't broadcast them on public.
He does not do that. That's the one good thing. And the other good thing is he pops popcorn for us.
Right. You don't have to watch if you don't want to. It's just an offer.
I know.
And
I
you
know.
Always say yes.
I do.
Sometimes Hawk walks in and asks, are we going to watch the video again?
Well, you know what? That's good butter popcorn. You got that movie butter popcorn. That's good.
I know. I get the best kind.
Okay. Well.
It only seems appropriate to have some good buttered popcorn if you're going to watch a birth video.
Zoom showers and bachelorette parties before you know it.
I'm trying to think of what else.
I'd like to actually have a Zoom shower. You know, where I'm in the shower, my friends are in the shower, and we're Zooming.
Somehow I think that's illegal, Cato.
I'm going to try
But
that.
I would watch that one.
Oh, boy.
Heidi, you realize how big of a pervert you have been on the show this morning?
Me?
Yes.
You know what? You're the pervert of the day. It's like an employee of the day. Heidi's the pervert of the day. You beat Tom out today.
She stole my award.
That's pretty bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.